The Arizona legislature is set to hear a slew of bills that target the LGBTQ community, and most of them are repeats from previous years that didn't have enough support. One would prevent transgender female athletes from taking part in all-female sports teams. Another would require birth certificates to only allow identification of male or female gender options based on your assigned gender at birth. And a third bill bans doctors from performing gender-affirming health care on individuals under the age of 18. Asaf Orr is the senior staff attorney and transgender youth project director for the National Center for Lesbian Rights. And he joins us now to discuss how these types of legislation are not just happening in Arizona and how they affect the LGBT community. Asaf, good morning.
Good morning, and thank you so much for having me.
Good to have you with us. So I listed, obviously, some of those examples of legislation beginning to make their way through the legislature. Is this similar to what you're seeing across the country?
Unfortunately, yes. Just like last legislative session, state legislatures across the country are introducing bills that target transgender young people in ways that are harmful not only to transgender youth, but are also unconstitutional.
So at this point, if we're to look at what's going on, I suppose it's an obvious question, but why are we seeing these efforts, especially over the past couple of years, in such a concerted way?
Well, I think, you know, what we're really seeing is an increase in the visibility of transgender young people and their ability to live their daily lives consistent with who they are. And much like in the marriage equality, the history of marriage equality in the United States, you know, we saw this kind of movement of legislation to kind of restrict marriage. But ultimately, marriage equality prevailed, and I think that's kind of where we are historically with the arc of transgender rights for young people in particular.
So along those lines, if you're looking at bills like these, which are popping up in other states, which many of which popped up in our legislature as well last session and have before, what kind of success rates do they have? Do these bills tend to pass?
Well, the bills have passed, a variety of bills have passed across the country. But, you know, in all the states where those bills have been challenged, courts have prevented them from going into effect. So, for example, Arkansas passed a statute that would have banned or would have criminalized medical providers for providing transition-related care. But a federal court in Arkansas prevented that law from going into effect. There were sports bills that passed in a number of legislatures, not only last year, but the year before. And the ones that have been challenged have been paused, have been enjoined from being enforced because they're plainly discrimination. They're not based on any science. They're really based on targeting transgender young people and treating them and discriminating against them.
Let me ask you about the hearts and minds concept. And that is when you mentioned the same-sex marriage situation. Certainly there was, and you're correct to point this out, for many, many decades and generations, that was just unacceptable. It made people quiver in their chairs. They couldn't possibly imagine it. But for some, at least, there was the argument made that probably in your family, you know someone who is LGBTQ, gay or lesbian, whatever it may be. Is that harder when it comes to transgender folks, or is that more common than maybe the average person might think?
Well, I think it's becoming more common. And, you know, obviously seeing these bills being introduced in legislatures around the country is, you know, very harmful to transgender young people, as we've seen by all the reports of, you know, increased calls to suicide hotlines and things like that. But at the same time, it has presented an incredible opportunity for people to learn about transgender young people, that they're just like any other kid, that they want to have access to sports, be able to get the medical care that they need, and that, you know, parents of transgender young people are just like any other parents. They want the best for their kids. They want them to grow up to be happy and healthy. And so I think on the public education front, I think this has been, you know, just like you said, I think more people are realizing that they do know transgender people in their lives and there are people who they know and care about.
Lastly, let me just ask you about the potential impact here. I mean, as you see these bills pop up, as you see them litigated in court, what kind of impact do they have on the community, on young people in particular?
Well, I think they're having, you know, an extremely negative impact. You know, even the discussion of these bills in the legislature, you know, sends the message to transgender young people that they don't matter, or that they're being used as a political pawn in some kind of culture war. And that has, again, had a really negative impact. But if these bills pass and actually do exclude, for example, transgender young people from competing in sports or getting access to medical care, the harm will be even more detrimental. That's certainly something we saw in Arkansas right after the passage of the ban on medical care in that state. There were a number of really significant suicide attempts and other negative health outcomes that we saw just in the state of Arkansas. And so I think really, you know, if the goal of the Arizona legislature is to promote the health and well-being of Arizonans, considering these legislation, these bills, let alone passing them, is not going to achieve that goal.
Okay. Asaf Orr is Senior Staff Attorney and Transgender Youth Project Director for the National Center for Lesbian Rights. Thanks for your time this morning.
Thank you so much for having me.